Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome back, everybody, to Wrestling Omakase. It is episode number 94, and this week we are trying out something a little different, inspired by the Stardom draft that just took place this past week, which saw the entire Stardom roster up for draft by different units. We are doing a New Japan unit draft. So that is our theme this week. It's sort of similar to the fantasy draft we did last year, except this time we're not putting together promotions. We're simply redrafting the New Japan roster from the position of the five existing units. So I will explain a little bit more about how that's going to work and some of the rules and goals and all that after we introduce the four guests. So obviously I'm here, and I'm going to be, you'll be shocked to learn that I chose to take the role of Tetsuya Naito and LIJ. So I will be drafting on behalf of LIJ here. Andy.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show. Who will you be drafting on behalf of?
Well, I couldn't have a draft without me and to lose again. But I am going to be drafting, for those of you who do know me, shouldn't be any surprise, I will be taking on the role of Minoru Suzuki and Suzuki Goon.
And what do you think that's going to entail, Andy? Are you going to try to completely remake Suzuki Goon?
Well, if there was any crossover, some people may know that my buddy and former VOW contributor and Burning Spirits alum, Brennan, and I ran our own podcast for about 25 episodes about shoot style wrestling. We talked a lot about Minoru Suzuki, and so I like badasses and technical wrestlers and, the loneliest warrior. So I think that's that may be a direction I go, but I do want to keep in line with some of their current members as well.
And taking the role of the Bullet Club suit, and also, of course, Jay White, Suit Williams. Hello, Suit.
Yeah. Hello, I'm here for all the lazy Americans.
are you going to stick to like the foreigner gimmick of the Bullet Club? That would make sense, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's all the douchebag foreigners.
They do have a couple Japanese people, so maybe you can find a spot.
Brand out on that.
Now, the two that I think are very interesting as far as like what they're going to choose to do here, because I think they're very malleable at this point. First of all, taking the role of Kazuchika Okada in Chaos is Andrew Rich, making his back-to-back appearances here. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Pretty good. So what are you going to do here with Okada and Chaos?
Well, my first rule overall is that they have to look good in a suit. That's my number one rule, first and foremost. And basically, I wanna make Chaos great again. You know, I wanna make Chaos look badass again and make him look like proper, just awesome guys. No more of this meddling around with the second goon. I want Chaos to be strong. I want them to be badass, and I want them to look good in suits. So there you go.
Well, we now know what Andrew's goals are. And finally, drafting from the most malleable unit of all, the main Sekigun unit, Hontai, whatever you want to call it, Sean Shidor will be taking the role of Hiroshi Tanahashi. Hi, Sean.
Hey, I'm doing well. And just, did you call me Sean Shidor? Or
I think somehow in there.
They okay, did, yes.
I tripped over my words. And
that's
yeah,
okay. You. That's okay. Believe me, I've had many people spell my last name and say my last name incorrectly, including on a pizza box where they completely like got it wrong.
Now I did that on purpose, definitely.
Okay.
Like the entire time I called Andrew Taub, like Taube for an entire podcast, and then Oakam was like, "Were you doing that?"
Aaron Taub.
Yeah.
You said Andrew Taub.
Oh my god.
That I also definitely did on purpose.
Yeah. But I'm doing well, John. Thank
one
you.
One half of the famous Evolve Andrews. But he's never going to listen to this anyway. It doesn't involve either Evolve or All Elite or the DSA. So I don't got to worry about that.
I guess me and Andrew and Andrew Sinclair need to start something up together.
Yeah, there's just so many fucking Andrews on this podcast and Andys and.
Yep.
But what are you going to do? All right, so. Now that I have that incredibly bad introduction out of the way. So basically what we're doing here is, if you're not familiar with the Stardom Draft, basically each wrestler, you know, drafts the entire roster. Everybody leaves every unit and goes into a pool. And you draft one wrestler at a time. It's not snaking. So when we decide the order, which I'm going to roll some online 20-sided dice here to decide the order. In Stardom, it's a battle royal. So we'll pretend the 20-sided dies of the battle royal. You know, whoever gets first here, it definitely has an advantage. But I've stressed to everybody, do not just draft for the best possible wrestler. You should also be drafting for who will fit the unit. And I think the best unit at the end will be the best unit that makes sense for, you know, what the unit's trying to accomplish. And also, you know, what the unit is, you know, traditionally been about. But if you can put your own spin on it, that's cool too. You just have to be able to explain it. The leaders are obviously not eligible. So, you know, since they're the ones doing the drafting here, so Naito, Jay White, Okada, Tanahashi, and Minoru Suzuki are all ineligible. I'm also taking the Young Lions off the board. I just don't think it makes any sense. I mean, the Young Lions should all be, you know, part of the standard Sekigun. The only two I'm going to allow to be drafted, since they're currently on excursion, and it's basically like you're drafting them, you know, to take them in your unit when they get back, are Kawato-san and the Great Okarn. So if anyone would like to claim them, they can do that. And please be sure to let me know if you going to keep them in a similar gimmick or if you're going to completely repackage them. And those two are wild cards, since, you know, people coming over from excursion, you could do whatever you want with them. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Can we give Great Okarn his own unit?
You can't give Great Okarn his own unit. I mean, New Japan probably could use a new unit at this point, but
yeah.
I mean, we didn't have anybody do that. We also didn't do like a folding of a unit for the draft, which Stardom did this year. They did not do that last year, so you know, I didn't do that, but that was another option. But yeah, so that's pretty much it, I think. Let's get started by rolling some dice. So I will roll for myself first. I got a 4, so I don't think I'll be drafting first.
Okay.
See if anyone comes below me. Rolling for Andy and Suzuki-gun. Andy had a 2, so...
All right.
Andy probably will be drafting below me. Let's see, we're going to roll now for, let's say, for Bullet Club and Suit. Okay, Suit got a 13.
There we go.
Gonna roll now for Chaos and Andrew. Oh, I hit. Okay, 12. There we go. So Andrew, right now, is in second. And finally, rolling for Sekigun. Where will Sekigun land? A 3.
Oh, wow.
How the fuck did my 4 end up with third? That is incredible. All right.
So I'm second last?
You're second last. Oh, boy. Yeah. So to recap, everybody, drafting first will be Suit and the Bullet Club.
There we go.
Second will be Andrew and Chaos.
Ooh.
Drafting third will be myself for LIJ. Drafting fourth will be Sean for the Sekigun. And drafting last will be Andy for Suzuki-Goon.
Of course.
So, Suit, Bullet Club, who are you taking with your first pick, the first overall pick?
First overall pick? Now, look, I'm leading Bullet Club. I'm leading...
You are Jay White, sir.
I am Jay White. And I am leading a group of talented foreigners who want to prove their dominance. And who has been more dominant? Who has been a more dominant gaijin in New Japan Pro Wrestling? Gentlemen, I think it's time to check your watches because it's Zack Sabre time.
I typed the name before you finished talking. It was very, very good, very strong pick, and that makes sense. Zack Sabre coming to Bullet Club. Definitely a foreigner with a lot of success. Now, what would you, as Jay White, tell Zack Sabre? Would you tell him to do anything differently in Bullet Club? Does he need to carry himself any differently or anything?
Don't come after my belt, and we're all good.
Okay, well, you don't have a belt, buddy.
Well, I will. Belt is mine.
I really love the idea of Zack Sabre Jr. Working for a unit that glorifies guns and maybe not always leftist propaganda. It's pretty funny mixture with him in Bullet Club fans, I suppose. But
he's also called Jay White a knobhead like a 100 yeah. times. I feel like, but that also be kind of funny. Now, what do you tell him? You do tell him to stop calling you a knobhead, don't you, there, Jay?
Yeah. I tell him to chill out with that.
Chill out with that. All right, Andrew, drafting on behalf of Chaos, you have the second overall pick. Are you going somewhere crazy here, or are you drafting one of your boys? What are you doing?
All right, I'm thinking as Okada, as the leader of Chaos, I need a strong right-hand man. I need a top lieutenant, if you will. I need a guy who will back me up no matter what. That's why Tomohiro Ishii is staying in Chaos.
Yeah, that's like a strong pick. I mean, you definitely don't want him opposing you. Now, no. I am Tetsuya Naito, and I am drafting for LIJ. I think in this role, Naito would want to do something here to really change things up. And I think Naito is somebody he has had his eyes on for a long time.
Oh.
Somebody he's wrestled for a while recently, and somebody he used to team with a long time ago.
Who, I think I know where you're going with this.
Who he wants to have on his side again. So welcome to Los Ingobernables de Japón, Mr. Kota Ibushi.
Wow.
So, ooh.
Ibushi and Naito, what a team.
But you could have drafted Yujiro first.
I could have drafted Yujiro first. I thought about Taichi here too.
Yeah.
But look, you know, I think Naito versus Kota, they've wrestled 100 times. I think you could still match them up in tournaments anyway, but I think it'd be really fun to see them, you know, see Ibushi try to adjust to life in LIJ would be really fun, I think.
Yeah, so what kind of gimmick do you give Ibushi to not like try, you know, kind of be like carefree and you know, tranquilo?
Yeah, tell him he has to like calm down a little bit and exactly. Be tranquilo a little bit. We'll see.
Wear
if
some
I can
more eyeliner.
Wear some eyeliner. Yeah. Generally be a little more, you know, change up the clothes a little bit. Just, you know.
More black.
Different direction.
More black.
More crap. Black.
Less hype beast, yeah.
All right, Sean. You're Tanahashi here. You just lost a prime piece of Sekigun. Where are you going here?
All right, so... As you mentioned sort of at the top of the podcast here, Chaos and Sekigun have a lot of different options because, you know, of the state of their units at the moment. And as I sort of mentioned off the air before we started recording, Tanahashi is someone who I feel always sort of sees the best in people, even though, or even if they're in a different unit. prime example I can think of is when he faced Adam Page in the G1. He made a comment after the match saying, oh, Adam Page is great. If only, you know, he weren't in the Bullet Club, he would be even better. So for my first pick for Sekigun for the home army, I am going to go with someone who, from the moment he joined the company, a lot of people thought he had a potential to be a major singles babyface star in New Japan. And I think Tanahashi sees the same in this person. He's had a number of matches with him since he joined the company. So my first pick is going to be Sonata.
Yeah, I figured it. I figured that one out. So all right, now, do you make him go back to Seiya Sonata, like in Kanji, instead of the all caps?
Nah, I think just Sonata is fine.
Okay. The great Sonata.
Great Sonata. That's a good pick, though. I mean, that's a good like replacement for like a number two Sekigun type. So maybe they can even form a tag team.
Oh yeah, I could definitely see Tanahashi and Sonata teaming together, which is pretty cool, you know, because Tanahashi obviously has a lot of history with the great Muda, who of course had a heavy hand in Sonata's training early on. So
yeah, makes sense there. So Andy, Suzuki-gun has lost their number two here, Zack Sabre Jr. Where are you going here? Are you protecting, redrafting a Suzuki-gun staple, or are you going totally off the board?
I am going off the board, but I will say they lost their number two when Iizuka had to retire last month.
Oh, not... okay, sure.
who I would have probably taken first if I could. No, I am going off the board, but it's someone who I think would really fit with Suzuki-gun and kind of the etho warrior badass vibe that Minoru Suzuki brings. Someone that I think John, our end of the internet, really loves on the whole, and someone who desperately needs a kick in the pants because he is an ass kicker.
He definitely needs it. I know you're going.
I'm going to pick.
I'm worried.
I am going to pick with our number one pick, right-hand man in Suzuki-gun, Hiroki Goto.
Oh, okay.
Why? Who did you think he was going with suit?
I'll save him for my next pick.
Oh, okay. So you can tell us in a sec. But yeah, Goto. God damn, this is awesome.
And that's like, how I thought. You were gonna pick John. That's
what I see.
So
yeah, I mean that would have been cool too. I just really want to see Naito and Ibushi together again.
Sure.
They were briefly together years back, but you know, there's a lot of like really funny photos of the two of them like hanging out as baby faces. But we'll see. But Goto and Suzuki-gun, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think it would just be. I mean, I think I would love to see him as like a real dastardly heel and really kind of even play up the role similar to Segura played in Noah. I think he'd be really good at that. And Goto and Segura are kind of linked earlier in their careers anyway. So I think that would be awesome.
I mean, it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we're back here to suit for his second pick, who is coming to join Jay White and Zack Sabre Jr. in the Bullet Club.
Once again, Gaijin dominance. I'm looking at strength. I'm looking at just ability to climb up the ladder real quick. I'm looking at Jeff Cobb, never open weight champion.
That's a pretty good pick.
That was going to be my second pick, suit.
I was thinking he would go to Suzuki-gun because he's got the amateur experience. He went to the Olympics. So I was a little worried. So glad you wasted your pick on Goto, Andy.
Goto's more important. I think Cobb fits. So
Cobb is going to the Bullet Club. Andrew, you reacted when Andy took Goto. Was that going to be your next pick?
It was not, but I was a little nervous.
Okay.
That was a little nervous.
Who is coming to Chaos?
All right, so Chaos, it's not just about being the best in the world. It's about showing off a little personality as well, showing off a little bit of that cockiness, a little bit of that attitude. And I think that this next guy is not only one of the best in the world, but he's got that attitude just waiting to burst out of him, that cockiness waiting to come back to the surface after this past few months or so in his current unit now, where he hasn't really shown that all that much, which is why Chaos is now bringing in Shingo Takagi.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's a good pick.
LIJ getting gutted.
I definitely see Shingo in Chaos. That'd be something.
That was definitely on my list, Andrew. I mean, it was kind of between him and Goto. I never would have taken Cobb first, but I could see Shingo going early.
Right. So I was sort of putting him in that kind of upper mid card. kind of, you know, Will Ospreay kind of role where he is right now, where it's he's just waiting to, you know, get on top, but he can still be the reliable upper mid card guy right now. So
you gonna run him heavyweight or junior heavyweight?
I'm thinking of running him heavyweight because I've got some junior plans in the mix here. So he's gonna move to heavyweight, be in that kind of intercontinental, maybe never mix as well. So
not gonna lie, if Andrew or Rit or John did not pick Shingo, he probably would have been my next pick, but not surprised he went this early.
People are very high on Shingo. So my second pick here, Naito just watched Shingo and Sonata come off the board. He is not happy. He has to protect one of his parejas, and he brings out the man that everybody's waiting to see come back.
Yes.
The man, the ticking time bomb, Hiromu Takahashi. Just, I cannot picture him in any other unit but LIJ. Just, I can totally see where you guys are going with Sonata and Shingo, but Hiromu has to be LIJ to me. So I cannot take the chance someone's going to pick him. So Hiromu goes to LIJ to join Naito and Ibushi.
Good.
Give me your second pick, Sean.
All right. So for my next pick, I'm honestly surprised that he hasn't been picked yet. And honestly, I'm a little surprised he wasn't picked in the first round. But Tanahashi is... His first picks took from Los Ingobernables, and this next pick is going to take from Chaos. It's going to be Will Ospreay joining the home army.
Ooh. All right.
I mean, they did form a cool little team, Tanahashi and Ospreay, so it makes sense that Tanahashi would want him.
Yes.
Well, I can't imagine Ospreay and Suzuki Goon, so.
Or LIJ, really. I mean, the only. Maybe
yeah,
I can see
not Bullet Club either.
Oh, really? No. Really tacky goon or Chaos.
And even though Ospreay has been in Chaos since he joined New Japan, he just seems like someone who just, at this point, he bleeds New Japan. So, yeah. Seems like a good fit for Sekigun.
Yeah, makes sense.
Makes sense, yeah. Yeah.
Andy, who is your second pick for Suzuki Goon?
I wasn't ready.
Hasn't lost anybody this round, at least.
Yeah. Got a couple of choices that I'm looking at from regular people and people that are already in the unit and some people that are not that I've thought about moving. I'm going to take one that may screw up some things. And this is someone who I wanted, if I couldn't get Shingo, to kind of anchor a particular, similar attitude. And it's a guy who's been feuding with Shingo on and off, and I want to pick Sho Tanaka.
Ooh, wow. That's
my second pick.
So now, is he going to drop the all caps thing, or is he just going to be Sho Tanaka?
I haven't decided. I mean, I think Sho Tanaka seems like it would be cool there, but yeah, I mean, he'll definitely have different imagery. I mean, probably more kind of classic, like classic Suzuki-gun style.
And drop into that, like, amateur wrestling kind of... not amateur, but whatever. What the background he showed him grappling, like,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah, he's a great grappler. He throws really mean suplexes. I mean, he would actually be. He's actually so you know, Shelton Benjamin used to be in Suzuki Goon, and they're not like obviously the same wrestler, but I think they actually have somewhat of a similar moveset here and there, and
yeah.
He could be kind of like this overly athletic power guy in Suzuki Goon. So I think he'd be a good fit.
All right. So Bullet Club, your third pick. So far, Jay White not showing any loyalty to his Bullet Club members. They're all sitting here like, what do you do, man? So what is Jay White doing this time soon?
It's almost like no one wants to draft them.
Well, I've got to go back to my OGs. That was legit my next pick. I've got to go back. Bullet Club. Bullet Club Originals. I'm going with G.O.D.
Oh, no. You cannot take tag teams. I should have mentioned that. Yeah. Tag teams will be split up here.
Well, so I guess.
You take one or the other.
Well, I'll take Tama Tonga if one of you are looking forward to getting a Camacho singles run. You can go ahead and take him, but I will take Tama Tonga then.
So Tama Tonga going back to the Bull Club, giving Jay White a side eye for waiting until the third pick to take him, but yeah, he has been drafted. You'd be like the
what else is he gonna do?
It's true.
Ain't no one getting no shit about no ROH.
Garbage out of here.
Andrew, Chaos has taken one guy from the unit now and one guy not from the unit now. They watched Osprey and Sho. Okai just watched them both go away. What is Chaos doing now?
All right. So I'm thinking of the name Chaos, thinking of the connotations of that kind of stuff. I need a wild man. I need a guy who's willing to get his hands dirty when the time is right and when he needs to do so, which is why I'm thinking for Chaos's junior division, El Desperado is coming to Chaos.
That was my next pick.
Now, are you keeping the gimmick or are you making him drop it?
He's keeping that gimmick, man.
Okay.
The guitar man's coming to Chaos.
Very nice pick.
That is some fucking Chaos right there.
Yeah.
Him and Shingo could be a junior tag. Oh, you said Shingo's gonna be heavyweight, but
yeah,
that'd be really cool. So Naito is eyeing what everybody else is doing. He's thinking back to a guy he feuded with briefly earlier this year. A man who he told that he needs to find a different path, and he's gonna help put him on that path firsthand. Folks, please welcome Taichi.
Oh, sorry.
The least surprising pick of this whole draft.
No, it's surprising. Wait till third.
I guess so.
But Taichi is going to LIJ. What a unit. Naito, Ibushi, Hiromu, and Taichi. It's like my dreams right there.
Now, John, we did, we talked about it briefly, but I don't remember where we landed with managers and valets. Are they separate draft picks?
I think we said in the chat, the only one that's not a separate pick because she doesn't do anything except come out with Taichi. She's not a wrestler. So Miho is included. Like, the others are not because they're, like, Jado is not coming with Tama Tonga. Gato is not already in Bullet Club, but yes, Miho is not a wrestler, so she is also coming to LIJ.
Okay.
Sekigun, what are we doing here, Sean?
All right, so Tanahashi is observing what's going on, and he's seeing how everyone's shaking things up here, and he's going to continue to do that with this next pick. First pick I took from LIJ, the next one he took was from Chaos. And next, we're going to take from another unit. We're going to take from Suzuki-gun. I think this is someone who Tanahashi would admire very much. He's faced him a couple of times, though not in a very long time, as far as single matches go. And he's someone who is very underutilized in New Japan currently. And I think some might be a little surprised that he's going this early. But I'm going to take for the home army, Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Damn.
That's an interesting pick.
Yeah, that was probably my next pick too, Sean. Good one.
I think he could be. I know he's been with KES for a while, but I think he has potential to be a really strong babyface.
Well, who better to represent New Japan than the most Asian white person?
It's him in his Japanese shirts. He loves them so much.
So Andy, Minoru Suzuki must be sitting here stewing. He just
I actually literally just had my three picks like in order drop. Like, my third pick was going to be Desperado, and then I was like, well, I might as well pick Taichi to kind of be Chaos in Suzuki-gun, and then when he got picked, I was like, oh, Davey Boy Smith, and I'll have KES. So literally my three choices for my next pick were picked in succession.
So Minoru Suzuki's freaking out. He hasn't drafted anybody yet from the current Suzuki-gun. What's he doing here?
Yeah, this last pick business is kind of difficult. Actually, this is going to be an interesting pick. I think he's going to play a role. Well, hold on. Let me just double check here. Brilliant radio. I apologize. Yeah, Andrew, give me pointers on this one. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do it and we'll see how it works. I know he's everyone's favorite baby face, at least in America. But he does have history with the unit, and I think this could get him a nice last couple of years out the door. So my third pick, kind of not quite in the Azuka role, but kind of in the other grandfather role, would be everyone's favorite New Japan dad, Satoshi Kojima.
Whoa.
Kojima-gun, yeah.
So now Kojima's pissed. He's looking at Minoru Suzuki like, what the fuck?
Yep.
So what does Minoru Suzuki have to tell Kojima to get him on board here?
Give him some money and some stance socks, I guess. I don't know.
Give him a loaf of bread.
Yeah, like, we'll hire a baker just to follow us around or something. Yeah, I don't know. I just think, I mean, yeah, I'm going to try and, you know, it is wrestling, so I'm not thinking too much about, I'm thinking about their history, but, you know, I just think something could, we could lay some kind of groundwork where Kojima's realizing, you know, he got left out of the G1, he didn't get a final one, he didn't get, you know, just some things that we all kind of wanted him to have as he's kind of getting towards the tail end of his career, so he could, you know, kind of portray the Takayama / Iizuka / just old, big, bruising, badass role, especially now that Davey Boy is gone.
So, Suzuki going right now is Minoru Suzuki, Hiroki Goto, Shota Naka, and Satoshi Kojima. A little different.
Yes.
A little bit. Bullet Club. What are you doing here, Sue? Are you taking Camacho off the board?
No, I think I can wait on him. I had to move somebody up, especially since my junior ace got taken. So I'm going to go with Taiji Ishimori.
Ooh. Gotta get Ishimori on the board here. Bone soldier. Who was your junior? Desperado?
Is that yep. who you're going to go for? It was going to be Desperado.
I have my eye on him too, actually.
Yeah, because while he is Japanese, he is portraying a luchador with the name of an Antonio Banderas movie. So it's Gaijin enough.
Yeah. Andrew, what are you doing here at Chaos?
Alrighty, so I'm thinking of adding another junior to the mix here. And this is kind of an off-the-wall sort of thing because... this guy and Desperado have not seen eye to eye
in
recent months, but I will unite them under their common feud against Hiromu Takahashi and their shared love of the Luchador mask. That's why my next pick is Dragon Lee.
I thought you were going with Bushi for a second.
No, no. Oh, fuck no.
Dragon Lee and Desperado, what a junior team that would be.
Both do crazy shit. It's perfect.
So, and Andrew, in like full nerd mode, I have a Fire Pro. I do have a Chaos stable in like a promotion that I made, and it's literally Okada, Ishii, Shingo, Dragon Lee, and in totally left field, Eddie Guerrero because he's alive. But I have a bunch of four of your five people in my Chaos unit on my video games.
Great minds think alike, I guess.
My next pick for LIJ, I'm not going to keep him waiting anymore. I don't even think this guy should go anywhere else. I'm going with Evil.
Yeah.
So Evil joins LIJ to stick around with LIJ, the second wrestler to stick around. So don't really have to explain that one. Evil, King of Darkness, LIJ. He lost his partner, but just give him a bigger singles run. Or maybe he can form a new team with Taichi. They both kind of have like that gothic look to them.
They'd be awesome. Work.
Yeah. Sean, what do you got here for Seki-kun?
All right. So, I was going to pick a junior for my next pick, but some of the people I was thinking of, such as Ishimori and Dragon Lee, were already taken. So, even though his career is about to come to a close, I'm going to keep him with the home unit and pick Jushin Thunder Liger.
So Jushin Liger stays with the home unit. That makes sense. Andy, Suzuki-gun. Are they finally going to pick an existing Suzuki-gun member?
I mean, most of my members have been picked, so.
That is true.
I mean, literally the only one who hasn't, well, I have two of them and both of their partners have been picked. So, I guess there's three. Never mind. Actually, that's perfect. Yeah, I'll pick Taka Michinoku.
So Taka is coming, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So Sue probably thought he could wait on that.
He was going to be my third to last pick.
Third to last. Going round by round here, Sue.
I know, but...
It's okay.
So what do you want Taka to do now that he's lost Zach? Just be
I'd
a
love
bad
to have, I mean, I think he's been a great spokesperson for Zach. You know, I know Taka probably doesn't have too many years left, but he's also, he's left K-Dojo. I think he can focus more on other kinds of bookings or on New Japan. And I mean, Taka is still a great wrestler when he wants to be. He can be on the mat. He can kind of, I think I would probably have him in a similar role to Ogawa and Noah, just kind of schooling young boys and just being an asshole, essentially, you know, just kind of working people on the mat. So kind of just representing the ethos of Suzuki-gun and being a veteran asshole.
Makes sense. So, yeah. Suit, give me your next Bullet Club pick.
Well, this guy's very talented. He hasn't gotten a chance to really show it yet, but I think with Best of the Super Juniors coming up, he'll have some standout performances. Give me some Robbie Eagles.
So Robbie Eagles comes back to the Bullet Club. Andrew, what do you got for us here with Chaos?
All righty. So I've got my leader. I've got my big, strong boys. I've got my juniors. I'm thinking of getting a younger guy into the mix to kind of mold him in the Chaos image, bring him up through the ranks, you know, bring him up through the roster here. So I'm going to pick Toa Hanare as the next Chaos pick and sort of take away some of that kind of, you know, New Zealand kind of Maori stuff away from him and just make him a straight up best ass kicker.
Seems like you should be in Chaos already.
Yeah, I agree. So my next pick here, I only got one junior, so I'm going to go junior here, but I'm not going with the LIJ member left on the board. I have another idea I want to go with because they did tease this way back in the day when he was a young lion. So we're finally going to see it. Yohei Komatsu,
good.
Welcome to LIJ. But you can keep the all caps Yo name. That's fine because it kind of fits anyway. But Yo is coming to LIJ, officially splitting up Roppongi 3K and giving him a rival from Wichita Tanaka. Since LIJ and Suzuki-gun are at each other's throats a lot, so that would be pretty cool, I think. And he could also be Hiromu's partner, you know, gives me a second strong junior here.
That's so perfect.
Sean, Seki-gun, where are you going?
All right. Well, I was going to take a New Japan dad at some point, but obviously Kojima is off the board. So I'm going to go with the next best option, Yuji Nagata.
Yeah, I mean, Nagata anywhere else doesn't even make any. Maybe Suzuki-gun would have been.
Yeah, I definitely had my pals telling me to pick Nagata first. You know, classic Inoki school over here.
Yeah. But Nagata stays with the Seki-gun. So Andy, Suzuki-gun, where are they going?
I got Taka. I don't imagine anyone's going to pick Kanemaru right now, so I still might snag him. I'm going to reach a little bit, actually. And this is going to be based on... I've not actually watched any of his recent stuff. but I do know a little bit of his history and like the look. So I'm going to pick Tomoyuki Oka, a.k.a. the Great Okarn.
The Great Okarn!
Focus so on
here
we go.
I'm assuming he's... Oh, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, just focus on his like amateur wrestling background.
I was going to say, I assume he's not keeping the Great Oka.
No, you know, I don't. I mean, I would probably just call him Oka or something similar, or full name. But like, I don't have a full idea for that. But I think, you know, it's a kind of an ideal background and amateur wrestling.
It's kind of a cool thing, too, that he's just like, you know, this guy that like probably had like the... What's the word I'm looking for? Like he kind of had the hopes of like Bushiro behind him, and like he was very the chairman. I remember really liked him, and you know, instead he just comes back with you know, he comes back with Suzuki-gun instead. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's see. Well, someone's got something loud happening in the background. Bullet Club. Where's Bullet Club going now?
Bullet Club. I need a junior tag team since the Young Bucks went away. I've got Robbie Eagles, so let me get El Phantasmo to finish that off.
El Phantasmo hasn't even debuted yet, but he's coming to the Bullet Club. I got to say, after those first two picks, it's been, what, four in a row that from the actual unit, so keeping it in-house here. Meanwhile, Andrew and Chaos has been all over the board.
I have.
Only one guy from the current Chaos.
That's why I'm going back to the current Chaos here. I'm picking this guy again. A lot of chaos this guy brings to the table. He's a veteran hand. He's been around for ages. He makes Okada and Ishii and everybody else laugh. Toru Yano is staying in Chaos.
I mean, really, where else could he go? with my next pick, I am also going to keep somebody in Chaos. I am going to keep Bushi. I'm going to keep him with LIJ. Yes, keep someone with LIJ. So I'm going to keep Bushi with LIJ. I may be done. I'm looking at the roster. I think that might be my last pick. I don't know if there's anybody else left that I think really fits in well. Actually, no, I'm not done. I think I'm going to stay. Okay. So I'm going to stay at least one more round. So Bushi is joining Chaos. LIJ. I don't keep saying Chaos. So LIJ already now has one more person than the current LIJ. I have 7 people. I'm going to make at least one more pick. So Sean, Sekigun, what do you have here?
All right. I got a couple different options here. I think I'm going to go. I only have, well, Will Ospreay is sort of considered both heavyweight at junior at this point. I have Liger, but he's retiring. So I need another junior, and I think I'm going to go with someone who has been with New Japan for a long time and is actually part of the office for New Japan. So it sort of makes sense for him to be in the home army. Give me Rocky Romero.
Ooh, Rocky Romero. I mean, he doesn't have either of his teammates anymore if Andrew drafted him. So I guess it makes sense to send him to Sekigun. Andy, what are you doing here with Suzuki-Goon?
I got a few ways to go. I could be done, but I definitely want at least one more pick and up to 3. I'm going to do another one. I don't know the extent of how long this person is out. That should give you some hints right now. Going back again, all my amateur wrestlers and badass suplexers. I'm going to take someone else who needs to get out of the doldrums and get out of the current gimmick, even though I love it. And I'm going to take Yujiro for Suzuki.
Ooh, that's a cool pick. So Yujiro Takahashi.
He will be a junior, and he will come back as a junior powerhouse.
Ooh, that is pretty cool. So him and Sho Tanaka could form like a junior powerhouse.
Overly muscled short dudes.
Suit, where's Bullet Club going here?
Bullet Club's going a little bit off the path. We're finally picking somebody from outside of the group. I'm going to be picking David Finley.
Ooh, that'd be pretty cool. Finally, yeah. See Dave Finley get to do something different.
Now, him and Jay White, not exactly friends, but I can tell him, look, you can't beat me. You might as well join me because you're good.
You could totally picture Jay White giving this exact promo.
Exactly.
Like standing there with a smirk on his face and being like, Finley, you're still here, buddy. So come to Bullet Club. I'm going to take you under my wing. And Finley's like really angry about it. It would have been great, actually.
Yeah, it's like, I see talent in you. Not as much as me, but, you know, come on. Join
it's
in.
Like, and it's like he's taunting him that he's still on the board at this point. And that would be great. It would be totally a Jay White dick move. Andrew, where's Chaos going here? What's Okada got in mind?
Oh, boy. All righty. So I'm thinking, I don't even, there's a couple guys I'm looking at right here. Not him, definitely not him. Jesus. let's see here. All right, I'm thinking.
I know that was bad luck folly that you just said.
Could be a couple different guys, to be honest. But all right, so Okada just watched Jay White take David Finley. He's got some machinations of his own. And he's thinking, if you could take one of those good guys, I'm going to take one of another good guy. I'm going to show him the high life of Chaos. I'm going to razzle him. I'm going to dazzle him. I'm going to pump some just fury into him because Jay White took his best friend David Finley. That's why Juice Robinson is coming to Chaos.
Nice.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised you're still on the board.
Yeah,
but the U.S. nobody wants a U.S. champion.
Well, it's hard to imagine. I mean, anywhere else besides Chaos or New Japan Army. So,
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, unless we wanted to add a unit, add his unit, you know, that is, it's just, he's kind of a unique foreigner baby face.
Well, so, rest assured, under me, Juice Robinson will be a great U.S. champion. No more of this bullshit Fale and bullshit Chase Owens stuff. He's going to get some big wins. He's going to get some definitive wins. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
He's going to get a win?
Yes, preferably.
So, with the last pick for LIJ, we're closing things down here to this pick. I already probably have too many people. I'm going to add one more, and it's the old LIJ trope of bringing back someone on excursion with a new gimmick. So, Harai Kawato, get some eyeliner, get some, you're just going to be all caps Kawato, because you're coming to LIJ. Now, the Lucha people are going to hate that pick because he's a terrible luchador, but it makes sense because he was in Mexico. So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes perfect sense. So maybe him and Bushi will form a junior tag team, or maybe him and Yo, and we'll see where we go with that. But
you got a lot of juniors. You got a lot of juniors, John. I mean, basically,
your whole
team by Evil like have spent at least part of their career, or most of their career, as juniors.
Yeah, I mean, I have Naito, Bushi, and Taichi as current heavyweights. Maybe. Or Naito, Bushi, Taichi, and Evil.
Yeah.
So I have half heavyweights, half juniors. Maybe I'll move Hiromu up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been gaining weight anyway. Maybe I'll try that. But yeah, either way, I have a strong unit of juniors. But I think I have four really good heavyweights too. So
for sure.
All right. So Seki-Goon. Where is Seki-Goon going here?
Okay. Things have really thinned out here. Let me see. Got some couple of different options here. Let me think.
You are missing like the co-leader.
Sonata could be the co-leader.
Okay. I mean, currently, I guess one of the other people who captains the New Japan Army teams.
I guess since you mentioned him, I could use more juniors. So I will go with Taguchi.
I don't think that's what he meant, but
that's who I meant.
Oh, that is who you meant?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you meant somebody different, but okay. So Taguchi on his way to Seki-Goon. Not really surprising. He can keep that that whole Taguchi Japan thing alive, although he's lost a lot of the people in Seki-Goon that he normally do it with. All right. Although you can do it maybe with Rocky and I don't know, Sonata or something. Davey Smith Jr. doing Taguchi Japan. Suzuki-Goon. Where's Suzuki-Goon going, Andy?
It's going to be my last pick. It's going to be Yoshinobu Kanemaru.
So there you go. So you actually get an all-Japanese Suzuki-Goon.
Good.
That's kind of funny because, I mean, they usually have a lot of foreigners.
Yeah. So. Changing things up a little bit. I mean, I really did want KES. I probably should have taken a member of KES before show, after Goto, because I do think they're a good fit, and I do like Lance Archer and Davey Boy Smith Jr., but kind of just revealed itself to be work out this way.
All right, so we only got three units left still drafting. LIJ and Suzuki unit both closed up shop. They're both happy with three units. So, Suit, what's Bullet Club taking here?
Now he was talking about. Now Andy was talking about KES. Is Lance Archer off the board?
No, he's still on the board.
Nope. Still I will pick Lance Archer.
There you go, Lance Archer coming to Bullet Club. Now you're gonna make him a singles guy. You got somebody in mind to team up with him?
I think I'll make him like the Bad Luck Fale kind of role.
Yeah,
where you know we need a big dude, and I do not plan on drafting Fale. So,
well, Fale's gonna go somewhere. For you guys. I guess he's going. Is he going to go to Chaos or Seki-Goon?
Yeah, I mean, I did sort of think of drafting Fale after Davey Boy got picked. You guys all know I love Fale, ironically and unironically, but Archer and Fale as like the Twin Towers would be pretty cool. And
yeah, I'm surprised you didn't draft him.
Yeah, you could not draft a Camacho and have Archer team with Tama. That'd be a pretty badass team.
But yeah, so if nobody gets, if people at the end don't get drafted, they just go to Seki-Goon if everybody closes up shop. So sorry to Van Sean, you're going to have Beth McFarlane.
Have fun with Manabu Nakanishi.
Well, you should.
Andrew, Who is Chaos still in the hunt here? Are we drafting more people?
I am looking over here, and I don't know. Chaos, we may be closing up shop here. We may be closing the ranks. I can't really see anybody else who would kind of naturally fit in.
Now I'm gonna make up a rule here. You have to close the ranks with a pick.
All right. Okay.
So you got to announce you're closing the ranks. If you don't close the ranks, you know, at the end of your round, you can't.
All right. Fair enough. That was on me. That's on me. Okay. All right. So we kind of need a pin eater now, don't we?
There's a guy available.
There is a Chaos guy available. That is true.
That is literally his role.
But you know what? I'm not too happy with him. Okada's been kind of, he's been a little upset with old tacos. So I'm going to do a little bit of a swerve here and say that Chase Owens is the final new member of Chaos.
I don't know why they laughed so hard. Chase
Owens. Oh, man.
Chase and Jute are the same unit. That kind of rules. All right. So Sean, Seki-kun, who are you going with next year?
Okay. Well, this probably won't be a popular pick, but I'm going to take Bad Luck Fale.
That's good. Wow.
I'm going to explain what my logic behind it is. One, he does sort of have connections with New Japan from an office standpoint, in the sense that he does have that big dojo down where he lives in New Zealand. So, in that sense, Seki-kun could be a fit. And I was thinking of, for a trio, just to use them for like the trios division, for the never open weight six man titles, putting a Fale and Nagata together, because of course those two have history, and teaming them with Rocky. Since all three of them have sort of a role within, I guess, New Japan in some form or fashion.
What, they're gonna be the officers or something?
I was just gonna say the office.
That's the entrance thing. I don't think it'd be that on the nose, but it's just an idea I came up with. I think they'd be, I think they would work in the never Japan division.
Now here's a question: are you gonna rename him back to King Fale like he was back in the day?
Nah. Let's keep him with Bad Luck Fale. People know him already.
The underboss.
Oh, now he's a rogue general.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what he suddenly decided he hated the underboss name or something, because they even got rid of the theme song where it says like the underboss.
They replaced it with the Bullet Club theme. Yeah, which I'm pissed off because I like that underboss theme a lot.
I do. I like that.
Yeah, good song. I like that song.
Everybody's bad online about it. All right. So Bullet Club and Seki-kun, the last two units still picking. Bullet Club, what are you drafting here?
You know what? I'm going to switch my last pick with my next pick because I think that last pick would be funnier. Give me Tonga Loa.
Okay. So, and you're not done, to be clear.
Not done. Not done yet.
I think I know where it's going.
So the Seki-kun, you're up here.
Well, since I did sort of note with my last pick that I've been picking some people who are in the New Japan office, I'm going to continue that trend. Give me Gato.
Well, okay.
Gato is going to Seki-kun for the first time in his career. That's kind of something. Who's he gonna manage? Is he gonna manage anybody?
Let's put it with Sonata.
Yeah, seems like it might be a good.
Seems like the one that would make the most sense.
Well, one of the New Japan dads. Why did Jay soon?
Why did Jay White not give a shit about drafting Gato all this time?
Like, Gato's next.
Oh, okay. Gato's sitting on the sidelines, like, what the? And then Tanahashi picks him, and then Gato and Jay White both look at each other. That would be great.
Well, I thought I could wait.
I could picture it all in my mind. All right, so your last pick, I think?
Yes, this will be my last pick because you can have Jado. I was going to pick them both, but then we couldn't pick teams. Then you pick Ghetto. So I am going to pick for my last pick, Mad Mikey Nichols. Get on over here.
Mikey Nichols comes to Bullet Club. All right. So that means Seki-kun gets everybody else that's remaining. So let's just go through them here. Obviously, they have all the young lions. welcome to Sekigun Hikuleo. Apparently, he's given Jay White a dirty look because Jay White decided he did not want to draft him. And Tomatonga and Tongalo are like, why don't you want our brother, asshole? But Hikuleo goes to Sekigun. Not really a surprise. Hiroshi Tenzan goes to Sekigun. Again, a little annoyed with Tanahashi for not drafting a former IWGP champion here. Manabu Nakanishi, another former champion, on his way to Sekigun. Let's see. Is there anybody else funny? Oh, there's a big one here. Nobody wanted Togi Makabe?
No Makabe or Hanma, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't really fit.
Nobody likes GBH.
So, Hanma and, yeah, that was the next one. Tomoyuki Hanma also going back to Sekigun. Who else?
Yoshihashi.
Yoshihashi! Again, giving like the puppy
gotta,
dog.
Gotta give him the boot. I had to give him the boot. I'm sorry.
Given the puppy dog guy to Okada, like, how could you?
I should have picked him last.
Well, Tanahashi has said in the past that in addition to Hangman Page, he kind of wanted Yoshihashi to team with him, you know? Yeah. He said that in the past. So
welcome to Sekigun for the first time in your career, Jado, Jordan Gato.
Yeah, I got to stop you real quick. Suit, you really blew it not drafting Yoshihashi and putting him under the Bone Soldier gimmick.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
Tiger Mask returns to Sekigun as well.
I thought he would have been a good fit for Suzuki Goon because he likes stiffen the young lions.
I honestly completely forgot Tiger Mask was in New Japan.
And that is it. So let's go through these units. What does Bullet Club look like, Sue?
Bullet Club. We've got Jay White, Zack Sabre Jr., Jeff Cobb, both members of Gorillas of Destiny, Taiji Ishimori, Robbie Eagles, El Phantasmo, David Finlay, Lance Archer, and Mad Mikey Nichols.
So sort of similar to the current Bullet Club and definitely with the same theme, but in some ways very different. Just brought in a whole new crop of foreigners here.
Yeah, so we shook it up a little bit. We got a good mix of new guys and Bullet Club OGs.
Yeah. And Andrew, what does Chaos look like?
All right, in Chaos, we got Top Dog, Kazuchika Okada. We got Right-Hand Man, Tomohiro Ishii. We've got Upper Mid-Card / Burgeoning Main Eventer, Shingo Takagi. We've got Junior Madman, El Desperado. We've got Junior Ace, Dragon Lee. We've got the up-and-coming rookie, Toa Hanare. We've got crafty veteran, Toru Yano. We've got solid mid-carder, Juice Robinson. And we've got Pin Eater, Chase Owens.
Yeah, I like what you did here because you got like a couple. Chaos always has a couple foreigners around you. You kept it that, but you like really mixed them up, which makes it seem a lot more fresh. So,
yeah, it's a good one.
So for me, for LIJ, obviously Tetsuya Naito, his new best friend and right-hand man, Kota Ibushi. Hiromu Takahashi returns and probably goes heavyweight. Taichi is here to team up with Naito as well. Evil returns to the unit, as does Ibushi. Yohei Komatsu finally joins LIJ 5 years later. And returning from excursion to Mexico is Kawato. I'm going to go by all caps Kawato. So I like what I did here. I think I captured the spirit of LIJ while still changing it up, which wasn't easy to do.
So, John, out of the I guess your three juniors, is one, I mean, are you pushing Yo as kind of the new Hiromu as far as the one that goes after the junior heavyweight title? Or
yeah, I think Yo would be the junior ace here.
Okay.
And Bushi and Kawato would form a junior tag team. And then we'll see how Kawato works, and maybe Kawato can surpass Yo.
Mm-hmm. But cool.
Easy to start him on a tag team. So Sean, Sekigun, of course, as always, is gigantic. So greet us through all these Sekigun guys.
All right, well, the wrestlers that Tanahashi actually picked for Sekigun include Sonata, Will Ospreay, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Jushin Thunder Liger, Yuji Nagata, Rocky Romero, Taguchi, Bad Luck Fale, and of course the star pick of Sekigun, Gato. And then all the leftovers include the GBH team of Makabe and Honma, Jado, for some reason, Yoshihashi, Tiger Mask, Tenzan, Nakanishi, and Hikuleo.
Yeah, Hikuleo is the funniest one to me.
But, leftovers.
But Andy, what do you got here for Suzuki Goon?
Suzuki Goon, the badasses. No, no foreigners really. Focus on wrestling, and maybe Suzuki will be teaching some catch wrestling, and you know, bring some of his PWFG training in here. You know, I want to think of Suzuki, as badass as he is more like a, in kind of a Fujiwara role, like really training his guys, especially the younger ones, again to really, you know, try and break arms. So I got Minoru Suzuki as the leader, as kind of the next star, the IC title, occasional heavyweight title contender, and just a total badass. Hirooki Goto, like he's a guy that could win a New Japan Cup again. Sho getting a move up into heavyweight, probably. I might say in junior heavyweight, is just a badass, strong guy. Satoshi Kojima being the grumpy dad. Bread Club is dead, unfortunately. Taka Michinoku schooling young boys. That'll be his primary role, is on those opening undercards, schooling young boys. Great Okarn / Tomi, is it Tomoyuki Oka?
Yeah, Tomoyuki Oka, yeah.
Tomoyuki Oka. Don't know what I would do with him yet. He'll be a slow riser, undercard, mid-card type of guy, maybe in the hunt for never titles eventually, or maybe just tag team titles. Or I think him and Yujiro would be a really good tag team of doing tons of belly-to-belly suplexes and whatnot. And then Yoshinobu Kanemaru, kind of for, I actually am a big Kanemaru fan, but it's kind of comedy and the drunk alcoholic side of him and everything. So he's kind of he might take more of the Taka Michinoku role of being kind of the talker or the side man.
All right. So we have 5 units here. Unfortunately, that means we can't make a Twitter poll. There's 4 max on Twitter poll. So there will be a thread on the Voice of Wrestling forum. You can tell us who you think won on there. Of course, I'll have all the results on there for you. And then also, I will there. You can tell us on Twitter, you know, at WrestleOmakase, you know, who you think got the better here, which unit you would like, which units you like, which units you don't like. I thought this was pretty fun, interesting results here. So, yeah, I mean, thank you all for, you know, indulging me in this little experiment that I came up with from a totally different promotions draft.
You don't have to ask me in suit to be on a draft, that's for sure.
It's true, you guys are on almost everyone.
I mean, once again, I think I won, but, you know.
And once again, once again, it's just you. It's okay.
Oh.
I think you did a good job. I thought
everyone did a good job, actually. It's, I'm
just, yeah.
So up next in New Japan, we're in the middle of the Otaku Tour, which now looks much less interesting than what we just came up with, honestly. But there is some cool stuff here. First of all, this Saturday at Sengoku Lord Nagoya, kind of a one-match show, but that one match looks pretty cool. Kota Ibushi and Zack Sabre Jr. for the Intercontinental title. First of all, do any of you think Zack is winning this? Anyone want to be like the one to think Kota's going down in 2 weeks after he won the belt?
No.
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 Okay.
Zach is eating that Kamigoye.
Wait, did Zach beat Kota Ibushi in the New Japan Cup again?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, definitely Kota Ibushi.
And who's the next challenger for Kota at Dominion? I think it's Tanahashi. I'll say that.
Good question.
Jeez.
No.
Goto.
Goto.
I don't know. I haven't actually thought about that. I mean, Tanahashi would be good, but I think I've, in our millions of threads on Slack about fantasy booking through Wrestle Kingdom, I've always kind of figured the semi-main would be potentially be Kota Ibushi, Tanahashi, if Omega's not back.
Or the main event of the first night.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. They could do it both times, I suppose.
And the co-main event, Juice Robinson and Bad Luck Fale for the U.S. title. Fale could probably win this.
Match of the year.
He might as well. I mean, that U.S. title doesn't mean too much right now.
I don't know. I feel, for some reason, I have a feeling like Fale's going to win. Maybe I didn't actually predict it when I did the predictions on the Voice Wrestling site, but I just have this weird feeling all of a sudden that Fale's going to win this.
Has Fale ever held a singles title?
IC champ.
Oh, that's right.
For like 2 seconds.
He beat Nakamura, held it through the G1, and then Nakamura won it back afterwards. So.
That's right. Yep.
A theory I've seen is that Juice beats Fale, and then at Dominion, Jay White gets a title shot. So
and Jay White goes back down. What about Mad Mikey?
Oh, boy. Does he get booked for Dominion?
I mean, they could do one of those, you know, gauntlet matches to the six-man belts again, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess.
Really seems like we don't have a real feel for what this Dominion card is.
Yeah, because the main event doesn't seem obvious at all. That's why. I mean, yeah. Like most years, it felt like, okay, last year, Okada Omega again. The year before that, Okada Omega again. The year before that, Okada Naito. I just, if you're not going to do Naito again, which, you know, if you're going to save that all the way to the Dome, which I'm starting to actually think it could be Naito, and they might do like a 60-minute draw or something. I just don't, just because I don't see who, that someone's excited in the background.
I think that's my little sister.
Okay. Just because I don't see who it's going to, I don't know who else is going to be. Like, there's nobody on the roster that's exciting enough for Dominion Main except Ibushi. And Ibushi's IC champion now. So,
I mean, they could go back to Tanahashi, but are we going to go back?
That's not exciting. I know. They did it three times last year. Here's the possibilities. Okada Naito, which would be surprising to some people because, you know, it's burning a match. I think people think they're waiting for the Dome, but I don't necessarily think you couldn't still do it at the Dome anyway, but we'll see. Okada Ibushi, which doesn't seem likely at all because Ibushi's IC champion, but he could lose it, or he could do champion versus champion. Okada, which I think that's going to be G1, like semifinal match, by the way, like one of the last two block nights, but we'll say Okada and somebody from AEW, whether that's Omega or more likely, I think Chris Jericho, if they can get the deal done, I think that might be possible. Or
pass.
Well, I think that's possible.
I don't know.
Or the fourth. I mean, that even if we don't want to see it, it would be a big enough match.
I think most people want to see it. I think I don't want to see it.
But the fourth possibility is it's going to be a massive disappointment, and that could just be it. I mean, it could be Okada Jay White again, which I will fucking gag myself with a spoon if I have to watch that match live twice in like 2 months.
Well, what's really interesting about this Dontaku tour is that you have two big singles matches in the heavyweight side with no real stakes attached to them, like White and Goto and Evil and Ishii. So it seems very, I mean, it's great that they're doing like non-title, like no titles involved, like heavyweight feuds, but I feel like those matches are setting up title challengers. For which ones, I have no idea.
I mean, it could be like the Never and the, you know, and the US is the thing. Yeah. So, I mean, look, either one of those, any of those four guys is a disappointment for the heavyweight. And three of them would be a disappointment, I think, for the IC. I think you could do Kota and Jay White for the IC. I think it would be a big enough, like, first-time match. But
I mean, Ishii would probably lose, but is Ishii really a disappointment? I mean, the match.
For the Dominion main event. I don't know. I know, but like,
yeah, Dominion, but people know he wouldn't win.
The Dominion main event is historically like the second biggest title match of the year. Second biggest title match of the year is Okada Ishii. I mean, Okada Ishii is like Sakura Genesis level. It's like, you know, King of Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
It's not Dominion. So, I mean, look, am I going to be really mad about it if that's the match? No. But, I mean, I will be mad if it's Jay White, but I think it would be something of a disappointment of a Dominion main event.
I do think Jay White is a real possibility though, because
I agree. It's terrible.
well, my thinking is that, you know, even though Okada did beat Jay White at Madison Square Garden, Jay White technically still has a 2-1 edge over Okada. So I could easily see a scenario where they face off again here, Okada wins, they're tied, and then they don't face off against each other again until like next year's G1.
I mean, look, I definitely, it makes logical kayfabe sense. I just do not want to see it. So that's pretty much how I feel. Okay, so now that we speculate endlessly, let me see about the other upcoming Dontaku matches. The Korakuen Hall shows, not a ton there. there is a never open weight six man tag title match. Hiku Leo getting a shot, the never six man titles, even though I don't think he's ever gotten a single pinfall, but or over our non junior or non young lion, I should say.
Isn't he a former six man?
Oh, yeah. Was he?
Did they? No. No.
No.
Yeah,
he debuted. He got injured shortly afterwards. And then he.
Oh, that's right. It was G.O.D. and Taiji Ishimori.
Yeah.
The smallest guy, not the tallest guy.
So G.O.D. and Hikuleo against Makabe Yano and Taguchi. Yeah, who gives a shit? They're not even main eventing with it, so I should tell you. I mean, the main event of that first Road 2 looks kind of cool. It's Goto and Dragon Lee against Jay White and Taiji Ishimori. Yeah, it's a pretty cool match. The second Korakuen has a main event of Okada and Yo against Sonata and Bushi. That's kind of cool, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then the third main event, which is the one that's actually like pretty much sold out of the three. They're all going to sell out, but like as far as which one's already sold out, people are really into this main event, apparently. Okada and Sho against Sonata and Shingo Takagi. That probably will be really good, so I get why that's almost sold out.
Yeah. I mean, those are basically the proxies of each other. I mean, that's kind of a perfect tag matchup.
Yeah.
Now the big winner of this tour, if you're looking at the ticket sales so far, is the putting the junior tag titles as the main event at Hiroshima. I don't think it's the biggest building, but that Hiroshima Green Arena sub arena for the special Road 2 they do every year, the Aki no Kuni Sengoku Emake. That's almost sold out, and they have no support. The semi-main is a regular six-man tag, but the main event of this show on Friday, April 26th, Roppongi 3K against Shingo and Bushi for the junior tag titles. I've been monitoring the ticket sales. That was not close to sold out when they announced that match. So they sold a ton of tickets after they announced that match. So like all three of the Royal Seat, the first floor B, and the second floor are all sold out now. The only thing that's left is the first floor reserved. It does say a few left. So that will be a sellout. So that's the junior tag titles, which is not the most protected belts over the years, but like it looks like they are, you know, having Roppongi 3K and Shingo and Bushi as a feud here is really rehabbing them. And they're headlining this show, and they're doing good numbers, which is cool to see. But that match should be really cool anyway, especially getting a main event slot. That could be like the best main event they've done, honestly. I don't know if anyone have any thoughts on that match.
I mean, you said it basically. it sounds pretty cool. I like everyone involved. So
now the show that is not doing so hot, and this struggled to sell out last year too, even with a bigger match, Wrestling Hino Kuni in Kumamoto on Monday the 29th. The main event, the special singles match of Goto and Jay White, that does not appear to have moved any tickets. The Royal Seats are sold out, but the Royal Seats are sold out for every New Japan show. The other three categories don't even say a few remaining, so that's probably not going to be a good house. And they have a semi-main with Makabe and Yano against G.O.D. for the IWGP tag titles, and that's about it. So not a great showing here for Goto and White as far as ticket sales go, but that's a match I'm interested in.
I wonder why. Well, I mean,
when is the date for that?
Monday the 29th.
Okay. So
there is still some time, but yeah. I'm saying after they announced these matches, these cards, like the Hiroshima ones, like were flying off the shelf, and this show has not moved at all, really. So I just thought that was interesting to point out.
I think that's it seems like Jay White would win, but I think that kind of, to me, and this is not understanding or looking at the list as well as you are, but that kind of like a winner challenging IC title later on or starting that program, just because it's easy to slot Goto into that. But also I think that's the way with Jay White winning and then eventually going on to, you know, reestablishing him with a win and then challenging towards Ibushi. I don't know. That seems like it would be a fun match, I guess.
Yeah.
I know you don't like Jay White, but
no, I mean, I've said it before. I'm JY agnostic. Although the fact that his match with Okada, I didn't really like it that much as far as the match at MSG. So that did hurt him a little bit, I guess. But I don't know, any of you have any thoughts on the tag title match or White and Goto? No,
not really. I mean, Goto's gonna lose because, you know, it's Goto. And
I think it's almost like people are, go ahead.
And say it's almost like people are kind of bored of New Japan booking right now, John.
Yeah. No, this is, to be fair, kind of a very boring period too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's between Dominion and the big MSG show. You got Super Juniors coming up, but that's like, what else is there to do? Like G1 is still a few months away. Mm-hmm. There are similar lulls throughout the year, but I think this is one of them. So
the Super Junior lineup looks cool.
It does. I'm really pumped for that.
Yeah.
Here's the question, though. Do you think GOD loses the tag titles?
No.
No. Probably not.
Yeah. I'd love if they did.
So let's talk here about Wrestling Dontaku, the last two shows here on May 3rd and May 4th. One thing I'm going to, for a bit, the business side, I'm going to be interested to see how headlining the junior title, Dragon Lee and Taiji Ishimori, and then Cobb and Taichi is a semi-main for the NEVER title, you know, how that pays off as far as drawing goes. If you're curious, last year, the first year, they split Dontaku in half. The first night, which was the Kenny and Paige and Cody and Ibushi double main with no titles at stake, that did about 4,000 fans. So 4,066. So about 2,300 less than night two, which was a sellout. 6,307. Night two, that's the show that's, again, pretty much guaranteed to be a sellout. It's already at all the seat categories are sold out except the cheapest two, which are a few left. So that's not really surprising. But night one, and the tickets moved a little bit after they announced this, the first floor arena, the two most expensive sections both sold out. The other three, still available. So I'll be really interested to see if Dragon Lee and Taiji with Cobb and Taichi's the same main event can draw more fans than that double Bullet Club match did intra Bullet Club feud did last year. But I think it'll probably be close in the end, but we'll see. I definitely think that the heat in the building will be louder. Cause if you guys remember that those matches last year, I mean, the crowds just did not really give a shit, but very cool to see the junior title get a big spot here. And I think Ishimori and Lee are going to go out there and kill it here. Like, I'm really, of the entire tour, I might be the most excited for this match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ishimori, he's had, like, several really good performances.
He's been awesome since he won the title. I mean,
yeah. He was awesome before he won the title, too, in that Super Junior main event last year.
That was my match of the year. So
yeah.
But he got nothing to do after that. So
yeah, I mean, he was a junior not in title mix. So. Yeah. Plus, the title got vacated too, so it was just, it was kind of a mess. But he's bounced back and he's doing some good stuff, and this should fit right in with what he's done.
Anyone got anything to add on this?
On both shows, or just the
just first just night one for now? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious about how the attendance would be different if it was Ospreay versus Taichi. Because if you remember, before the Cobb title win, Ospreay, they were setting up Ospreay versus Taichi for the NEVER title. And I'm just curious, like, if it was Will Ospreay still the champion, how that would be different than Cobb. Because Cobb hasn't been proven as a commodity yet in New Japan as much as Ospreay has, I don't think. So.
And Taichi has shown already this year he can draw. I mean, him and Naito outdrew Kenny's main event in Sapporo, which I never get tired of pointing out, so... but yeah, we'll see if that semifinal helps at all. I think at the end, if I could make a prediction, I think it'll be almost exactly the same, but we'll see. Let's see. Night two.
I think the top three matches are pretty hot matches, to be honest. Like,
oh yeah. There's a tag too.
Okada. Yeah. Okada and Ishii versus Evil and Sonata.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Those
guys all match up against each other very well, Evil and Ishii and Sonata and Okada. So,
yeah. And the final night, of course, that's your two main events, Okada and Sonata for the IWGP Heavyweight title, the rematch of my current match of the year from the New Japan Cup final, and Tomiho Ishii and Evil in the semifinal. That should be really good too, with the two of them trading blows. I mean, the thing with this tour is there's a lot of cool looking matches,
yeah,
but there's not a lot of cool looking cards because they're spread out so much.
Yep.
So the question will be like, you know, do enough of these shows have some surprising undercard stuff to make them watchable? Or do you just, skip around and skip through some of the undercards? Maybe you'll end up with a much better time. but you know, they are very spread out. But in a way, that could be good, though, because it means they'll all get a lot of time, probably. So you won't have to worry about anything getting short on time, but it will be definitely pretty spread out. The only other thing of note here is there's an undercard tag with Dragon Lee and Will Ospreay against Taiji Ishimori and X. One would think the X would be El Phantasmo making his debut, but we'll say.
Yeah, it seems pretty likely.
What do you guys think here?
The match before that's a weird tag lineup with on the face side with Hanma, Nichols, Juice, and Goto. That's a weird combination of people.
Yeah,
I think it's a little weird having Naito there from the top and with Naito, Bushi, Shingo against Shoyo and Rocky Romero.
Yeah,
it's almost like why is that there from the top? Which makes me think maybe it's Naito getting a pin before he walks out the end of Challenge Okada.
Yeah,
could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys have any other thoughts on Dontaku Night 2? There's no chance in hell Sonata wins this, right?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Although, I do have a question. So, earlier we talked about that, I guess, was Sonata and Shingo versus Okada and Sho. Are they doing another tag match on a Korakuen that's similar to that? I think it might have been... I think I saw that was, what, Okada and Yo?
Yeah, I did mention that, yep. It's okay. The second night. It's the second night at Korakuen is Okada and Yo against Sonata and Bushi.
Right. Now, I was just thinking about this. Now, it seems like the juniors would be there, obviously, to take the falls in those matches. But for, I guess, as a potential, like, something to add some juice to this main event, since Okada just beat Sonata, is there any chance at all that Sonata beats Okada during one of those tag matches?
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
So I think that would definitely add some juice to that, because it seemed weird that Sonata would be getting a title shot after just losing to Okada.
Well, you could also argue that Sonata won the same number of matches that would win you a New Japan Cup
in previous years.
Right.
So I mean, they have the loser of New Japan Cup get a shot all the time, like that. And like Tanahashi last year lost in the final and then got like the next shot after April. He got the same exact Dontaku shot. So,
and I think Okada specifically mentioned Sonata. Like, yes. I want to face him again. Hmm. And
yeah, because he said they're around the same age and they're both in their prime.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I think it's a cool first defense because like first defenses are always tricky. You know, you're never going to really convince people that they're losing, except in certain circumstances, which we just saw two straight first defenses would have lost. But, you know, I think in this case, especially, no one thinks they're going to do that a third time in a row. So, and obviously there were special circumstances with the Omega thing leaving, which that wasn't supposed to happen. But, you know, Okada and Sonata here, I think it's, you know, it's a chance to maybe let Sonata have another really great performance and hopefully have another really great match here. And, you know, I don't think he really loses a lot by losing here. I think he more gains from having been in the main event mix for months here. You know, maybe
he was one of the losers or challengers that Okada beat during his long run, right?
Yeah.
He went through like
New Beginning. Pretty much everybody was.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, that's the other problem with this reign, basically, is that
Okada's he's faced kinda, everybody.
Yeah, but you know the fresh matches are Naito and Ibushi, and it's almost like that's why I feel like he has to be facing one of them at Dominion. But
yeah,
who knows? Unless, like I said, it could be Jericho. You know, anybody else I think is a disappointment, but we'll see.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so we can end it there. We've gone through a little mini preview of the Dontaku tour. Of course, I'm sure we'll be talking about some of that on this podcast throughout. So why don't we plug some stuff? Andy, what are you going to plug here? I know you were like Mr. WrestleMania weekend.
I tried. I mean, had to catch up with Sean and Sue when they're hundreds of reviews a week one day. I wrote stuff for Voices of Wrestling for the first time in probably 2 years. For WrestleMania weekend, wrote about, I think, 8 previews and 1 or 2 reviews. I'm still trying to write some reviews, maybe focus a little bit more on American independent wrestling for the site. I'm just really busy, so it's hard for me to even watch wrestling, let alone write or podcast about it. But yeah, that's me. You can find me on Twitter at Trilly Robinson. I don't have any other creative outlets.
Andrew, of course, we know what you're going to plug, so go ahead and plug it.
Sure. I have a podcast called Music of the Mat. It is a wrestling music podcast. The most recent episode just came out a few days ago. It is all about my WrestleMania weekend adventure. So I kind of take you guys on a little audio tour of my 3-day weekend in New York City. You can follow me on Twitter at Andrew T. Rich. At Andrew T. Rich. You can follow the podcast at Music of the Mat. I also write for Voices of Wrestling occasionally, so you can find my stuff on voicesofwrestling.com as well. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, Sean, give me your plugs here.
All right, so you can follow me on Twitter at SACDOR2994. As far as other plugs, you can check out my work at Voices of Wrestling, where I do stuff for companies like Ring of Honor, New Japan occasionally, WWE occasionally. And I actually do, I can plug this now, it hasn't been posted yet, I don't think it will be posted by the time this drops, but I am currently working on my first, I guess, column or editorial piece for Voices Wrestling in a very long time. It's been, I feel like it's been years, but I brought this up to Rich, and it seems like a good idea, so I'm going to be writing a piece pertaining to WrestleMania and one of the big issues that is becoming more and more apparent with each passing year. I think you could take a guess as to what that issue is.
It sucks.
that is true. But one of the, issue with the show that's been existing for the last couple of years specifically, and a potential solution to fix it. Basically just me saying, here's an idea, and here's why all the reasons it could work for WWE.
All right.
Sounds good.
Not a WWE diehard here. Just it's something I've had in my mind for a while that I wanted to put down. And to be honest, it's something that they could easily try because, you know, they're swimming in money at this point. And then
it's like Scrooge McDuck.
Yes. And then two real quick things to plug last. You can check out my work at Fighting Spirit Magazine, where I write the reviews for the Ring of Honor pay-per-views, or I guess the recaps, I should say. And then lastly, I'll plug my EWR thread on the Voice of Wrestling forums again. For those of you who don't know, I'm doing a little thread on the forums recapping my EWR scenario for 1998 WCW. I just put up a new post today on the Great American Bash, where I righted one of the many wrongs of WCW by putting the Bill Goldberg Hogan match on pay-per-view instead of on live TV for free. So you can go check that out on the forums.
Sean, are you sure you don't have anything else to plug?
Go watch F1.
Yes, do that. wrestling related? No.
Yeah, thank you. Suit, last but not least, can you outdo Sean with his 500 plugs?
No, but I can say you can follow me on Twitter at Suit Williams. I write for both Voices of Wrestling and PW Ponderings. I'm not going to do a preview of Super Strong Style this year, but keep your eyes on PW Ponderings. I'll have a progress thing up.
All right.
And then I have a podcast as well that I'm going to be recording actually right after I get off here with you guys. It's called Smark Sports. We talk about wrestling, and she talks about sports with other people. I'm going to laugh about the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, God. And what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? How do you fucking win 62 goddamn games in the regular season and then get to the playoffs? They're like, oh, whatever.
Playoff game.
Let's just lose every fucking game.
So they got totally swept.
They got swept.
They got creamed. It wasn't even close.
They lost game 4-7-3.
Who are they facing? And that's
Columbus, who has never won a playoff series in their entire 20-year history.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Yes, it's like. I don't even know how to describe what happened. How do you get 62 wins and you lost to you got swept out of the first round by the only team left in the NHL that's never won a playoff round? That's like that sounds like something. If you took that to Hollywood, you'd be like, that's bullshit. Could never happen. and it just happened. So pretty incredible. And by the way, the Penguins got swept too. Nobody even noticed
because
nobody even noticed they got swept on the same night. So it was like, yeah, isn't that?
That's really sad.
Well, there's we're going to talk about that. I'm going to hype up the New Orleans Saints because the schedules came out today. And I will tell my co-host who got drafted where because he didn't watch Raw or SmackDown. I mean, I didn't either, but I just...
I didn't watch Raw or SmackDown. I never do though. So
Suit's been vowing to stop, so we really got to keep him honest.
I said from the beginning
I was done after WrestleMania. That was like 2 weeks.
I will say that the Raw women's division looks like total trash.
Like, who is even left? Right?
It's they
like,
broke up the Riot Squad.
It's like what? It's like that. It's like Lacey Evans.
Alexa,
Ruby. I mean, Ember Moon's not even there anymore.
Sasha like, Banks, when she shows up.
Oh wait, when she shows up.
I think they still have Sarah Logan.
Wow.
Alicia Fox, Dana Brooke.
All right.
Nia Jax, Tamina.
So they like because every other woman went to SmackDown, right?
You know what? It sure sounds like New Japan needs a women's division as well.
All right, folks. We'll wrap it up there. No better place. So you can follow us on Twitter, of course, at WrestleOmakase. Wrestling does not fit. Folks, if you're going to happen to be in the Boston area this week, by the way, you can come see me at Anime Boston, a anime convention where I will be hosting three panels, one of them on New Japan Pro Wrestling. So if you haven't gotten enough of hearing me talk about New Japan, you can come see it in person. Let me just get the time, which I should have looked up beforehand. 4:30 p.m. on this Friday, you know, the 19th of April, Heinz Panel Room 207. Come spend like $60 just to see me. I don't get that money at all, but go ahead and do that. There's also, I have a panel on planning your first ever trip to Japan. That's what I'm hosting with two of my friends. Quinlan, actually, one of them who's been on this show before. Nice. That'll be 1:30 to 3 on Friday. And I have another panel on Bimani Games, which is like Konami's series of music games like DDR and Sound Voltex and Beat Mania and all that good stuff. That's Saturday at 4:30. So three panels. You can come check me out if you're coming to Anime Boston. Otherwise, if you're not, I'm plugging something you can't ever see because I keep plugging on Twitter and people keep asking me if it's being recorded, which I'm flattered that people
not care to your enough, knowledge
that people care enough to want me to record these things, but no, they're not recorded. So I'm very sorry. The only way to see it, it's like all those famous Steamboat House Show matches in WWF. The only way to see it is by coming in person. So, all right, awesome. Folks. Thank you, as always, for listening, and we will see you next time.
In a world of 1 million wrestling podcasts, there is a new shining star with great interviews, analysis, music, and me, Matt Kuhn, on Total Engagement. Go to any podcast platform to listen today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.